What is the recurrence risk after a single unprovoked seizure?
In adults, the risk of a second seizure is roughly 40 to 50%. For children, that risk is generally lower, which is why we often take an observant approach rather than starting medication immediately unless there are other specific risk factors involved.
After a first unprovoked seizure, what percentage will have a second within 2 years?
About 25% of patients will experience a second event within those first 2 years. It's worth noting that patients with a normal neurological exam, clear imaging, and a normal EEG tend to have the best overall prognosis.
Do multiple seizures within 24 hours increase long-term recurrence risk?
No, they actually don't. Having multiple seizures within a single 24-hour window is considered a single event and doesn't change the long-term outlook for recurrence compared to a single isolated seizure.
What percentage of epilepsy patients remain medically intractable?
Roughly 20 to 30% of patients find that their seizures are difficult to control, even after trying multiple standard medications.
Now we transition to the diagnostic testing and clinical management strategies for epilepsy. How long should patients be seizure-free before considering AED withdrawal?
Usually, we look for at least 2 years without any seizures before discussing tapering off medication. It's a careful process because most relapses happen either during the taper itself or within about 3 months after stopping.
What predict seizure relapse during AED tapering?
There are several red flags: an abnormal neurological exam, a known underlying cause like a brain scar, or an abnormal EEG. Other factors include having needed multiple medications to get control or having had many secondary generalized seizures before the epilepsy was stabilized.
How are PET and SPECT used in epilepsy?
These imaging tools help us zero in on where seizures are starting. An interictal PET scan looks for areas of low metabolism when the brain is at rest, while an ictal SPECT scan looks for high blood flow during the actual seizure. Both of these findings typically align with the focus seen on an EEG.
What non-invasive modality best demonstrates mesial temporal lobe epilepsy, MTLE?
An MRI using a specific epilepsy protocol is the most sensitive and specific tool we have. Sometimes we also use MR spectroscopy, which can help lateralize the region by looking at changes in brain metabolites like N-acetyl aspartate.